So I'm Soumya, or Soum, and I work on Freestyle Libre and Abbott. So I'm in the marketing department, and I lead the consumer communications for Abbott.
So we're at 2:15, and you've pretty much been wiped out of all your offerings, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes. So we did bring a few sort of freebies and some samples for people to try. And I think pretty much by sort of 10 o'clock or 10:30, we were done with a lot of the freebies. And we did have a few, we did have a good stock of samples. So there's quite a bit of interest in learning about the technology, for people to try it out. So we kind of given out a lot of sensors and leaflets and educational materials. So I think we have very little left now. So I would call that a successful day.
So who's eligible for an Abbott Libre sensor?
So based on the guidelines that we've been given from the NICE, anyone who's living with type 2 on multi-dose insulin, anyone with type 1 are all eligible for the Freestyle Libre. So we are also working to make sure that people on even sort of non-intensive insulin are potentially eligible, and we want to see how that goes, but we are working with all the authorities in that direction to make sure that people living with type 2 have more access.
And what's so good about a CGM? What difference does it make?
I think one of the biggest benefits is, we've heard this repeatedly from all our customers, not just customers, but also people living with diabetes. We get a lot of feedback saying, firstly, the painful finger pricks, they don't have to do that, but also for a lot of the people it's about taking away that burden of managing, staying on top of your sugar levels or blood glucose levels, but also peace of mind, because for quite a few people it's been transforming in the sense that they don't have to worry about hypos or going low in the night, for example, because we have alarms. So if you have low glucose, you can set your alarms, and the alarms can tell you whether you're in a hypo or you're going to go into a hypo or not. So there are quite a few features that help. But I think the biggest aspect, as you said, it's continuous glucose monitoring. And we have for Freestyle Libre, it is real time. So it sends readings every minute. So you're kind of on top of your information every single minute of the day.
And what's the latest version? Is that the 3?
So we have the Freestyle Libre 2 Plus, which is actually now for 15 days. Our previous versions was 14 days, the Freestyle Libre 2. We also have the 3, but the main, the biggest benefit for the 2 Plus is we have a partnership with Insulet, Omnipod 5, and it also has indications from a lower age range, so from so that's the main benefit of the 2 Plus. The 3, we have a partnership with Ypsomed, which is again a closed loop. So these are two key benefits for the closed loops and for the type 1 population.
So those partnerships must be really interesting with this increasing technology for people, especially living with type 1, especially children. That must be really exciting for you.
Yes, it has been. I think we've been working on it for some time now, and it's been coming together with both companies working together in that partnership, and doing a lot. And it's kind of really truly working across both the companies. And I think, to be honest, it's really about making that difference, like you said, to pediatrics or even to within the pregnancy space, or even just for type 1, because the pumps have been such a step change for people, because especially with the automated delivery of insulin, lots of people have come and fed back to us and said how much it has taken away the burden of constantly having to stress about managing your diabetes. So that has really helped a lot of people. So yeah, it is really exciting, and we are kind of starting to sort of roll it out on a wider basis. So depending on the area and the location where you live, it's being rolled out faster by the NHS, or depending on how much time it takes to train the staff. So it is kind of being rolled out.
And I know there is a leaflet inside the box, but I did ask the question about recycling, and you can just say what you have to do with the various bits of your Libro. Yeah.
So at the moment, the way you probably have to dispense it is it goes in the shop's box, the actual sensor itself. But the others, we are still working to try and make it recyclable. That's not something we have at the moment, but that's something the company is very focused on. And we are looking into that, because with the various bits and pieces, it can get quite complex in the sense of trying to bring the recyclable material. But also, we have to make sure that the product is stored in the right conditions. So that is definitely something that we have to work with, and it's not as straightforward. But in all of this, we also want to make sure that it is accessible from a price point of view for everyone as well. So I'm making sure that we are in line with what the NHS expectations are. So that's the commercial aspect, or the pricing aspect, is also an important bit when we look into all of these things and how we make that happen. So that's something we are working on.
And you mentioned people can look at self-funding.
Yes, it's available. So the Freestyle Libre 2 Plus is available on our web shop. And we've had a lot of queries from people who are on type 2, who are living with type 2, but maybe not necessarily on insulin, or maybe on basal insulin, or even orals and metformin. And there's quite a bit of interest within that cohort for a CGM, because they feel, I don't want a finger prick, and it'll help me make better lifestyle choices and food choices. So at the moment, we're working to try and see how we can get those people, especially people with basal, have access to a CGM. So that's something we are quite focused on.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.